The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next question, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
It's time to go inside. Inside the stats. Inside the game. Inside the mind of Al Eschbach.
Hello! Can anybody hear me?
It's Inside Sports on 98.1 FM, WWLS, the sports animal.
And I'm back on this Monday. Cool, dreary Monday. With that said, how you doing, Tony?
I'm preparing myself for the next 3 or 4 days. I don't think it's going to improve.
Let me look right here and see if I can see an extended forecast. I don't want to see that. OKC weather. It's unbelievable for this time of year, isn't it? It was cold Saturday, Tony.
Absolutely, I'm sure. I saw everybody with coats on, and it looked like a fall day.
My goodness. Okay, what do we got? Tomorrow, rain. 50 high, 5, 54 like thunderstorms. Wednesday, look at this crap. It's going to rain the whole week.
Yeah.
My God. Through Saturday.
I do think there is some nice weather coming, though, after
Sunday, 70 degrees,
yep.
71 on Monday. My goodness. Then back into the 69, 67. This is, my goodness.
I mean, I don't want to say these are the last 50s we'll have, because it'll surprise us, no doubt. But
well, in May, we shouldn't. I mean, right? it goes in the 50s in May. I mean, that, my goodness, this sucks. I mean, we said we needed rain, but not every day, huh?
And not cold. Goodness.
Yeah. So, do anything interesting this weekend? No, you didn't. I answered the question for you.
Well, amazingly enough, yeah. I didn't do anything fun. No, not at all.
Now, did you watch a football game?
I watched highlights, Al.
Okay.
Figured my ESPN Plus was out, and I just said I watched
it was
the
out?
Highlights. Yeah, well, I didn't. Happens when you don't pay for it. Cut it off.
Don't you have stuff that they automatically take out of your account, or you don't do that?
Yeah, that was one of them. I changed the card that it was coming
okay.
in on. And,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, okay. Get this. I had no idea. This is how stupid I am. You know how much stamps are now?
I haven't bought one in a while. What, 45 cents?
In the 60s.
75.
No, I think the 61 or something, too, I think. Because it's going up in July.
Oh, of course.
See, I just book a book of stamps, so I just pay. I have no idea, you know. That's unbelievable. I never knew that, how much you stamps at all.
I could answer with a button push. I don't
0.0.
That's right, absolutely. I don't mail anything anymore.
Okay. Well, I, you know, dude that mows my lawn, I do. And, you know, then there's one other one I do, that lawn care. They're the only ones, but only ones I do. Jim does everything old-fashioned way. He pays all his bills, mails them.
It's more resolve than I've got, I promise you that. Too much.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly right. Yeah, I don't know everything else is. It makes it so easy too, Tony, doesn't it? Really,
somewhat painless, just pushing one button instead of writing out the total. Yeah, I find it easier.
So you don't have any stamps in your house?
I think I probably have 5 or 6 just in case. But now okay. I'd have to use 2 or 3 of those, right?
No, do you send anybody birthday cards?
I don't send anything.
Christmas cards?
Negatory, no.
Let me ask you. You think people send Christmas cards as much anymore? No, they don't, right?
No, I don't get near as many as I used to.
Yeah, me either. Of course, I don't send anybody any, so maybe that's why I don't get any.
Probably. Have you ever thought about sitting down at a holiday and going, I'm going to write cards this year?
No. No. In fact, I've gotten a Christmas card from the same person. I told you about her. Her name, Nancy Gilson, now Nancy Brown. I dated her before I got married, and we still remain friends. She's married, and when, oh, you played Ohio State. I told you I went out to eat dinner with her and her husband.
Oh, yeah.
So, but even the tradition of the great Gina Shabusky, no. No more Christmas cards.
Sad day.
Oh, it's a tremendous sad day. Told you got to hang at O'Toole's with Bosworth. Brian Bosworth had some nice conversation. He living in Austin, Texas.
He get up any into the state outside of OU events?
Now do what?
Does he ever get into Oklahoma outside of OU events? Is he?
Why would he come to Oklahoma?
I don't know. I mean, he spent a good part of his life here. I don't know if he has any tie here.
Yeah, but he spent 4 years here.
Still, 4 years, that's a long time.
Not when he's 57 now.
That should make him want to revisit the past a little bit more. Maybe not.
But you talk about the players they used to have. Oh, my goodness. Just incredible. It was cool. They don't fit. Now it's crowded. 55,000 Saturday. A little bit more.
Cold, fall-like day.
I mean, it went. You know, it was cold. I did my show at O'Connell's, the pregame. And I'm leaving at 2:30. I mean, it got colder.
Yeah, absolutely it did.
Yeah, just, I tell you, Brent Fennell does a great job speaking, does he not? The dude can talk.
Yeah, absolutely. He can really answer a question.
And that's the right thing. You know, he's really, and he speaks from the heart. He really does. Brent, now next thing is to win games.
From what you saw over the weekend, do you think they've improved, Al? Do you think they've improved?
Yes, I do think they're just players on defense. They're going to be better on defense. They can't be much worse, but they got better players. Offensively, they should be fine. I think they got to get better at wide receiver. I mean, I wonder if they hit the portal trying to do that. I think they're getting the kid from Texas from the portal, but I don't know if he's ready. They need someone to play right now from the portal, so. They should be better, Tony.
Somewhat concerning, Dean is concerned about the kicking game. I mean,
yeah, I mean, that is it. That's a legit, and we don't talk enough about that. I mean, Turk was unbelievable the last couple of years. So I wonder if they'll try to bring somebody else in, to punt. I mean, remember, we thought Turk was crazy coming here because they've been so good they weren't punting the ball. But we'll see if he gets drafted this week on Thursday. As we're going to join the draft, by the way, Thursday night at 7 o'clock, Tony.
That's incredible that it's already here.
It is. But you know what? Next week at this time, it's May.
It's the temperatures throwing me off a little bit, I think.
Yeah, I'm going to type something here. But that I didn't know, Mike Uncle, that OU is the only team 14 straight years, had at least 14 players drafted.
It's a lot.
So, yeah, that is, again, the one thing I saw in here, that they only have three player drafted, so we'll see. The draft is coming up. I love it. It's always so much fun. Okay. Let's see here. I'm gonna see. Boom. Okay. Average temperature here, Tony. March. We don't need that. I mean, I'm trying to find what the average temperature is. It looks like April 1st, it's the average temperature. The average high is 69. So right now, the average temperature should be every day, average high, 76 degrees, Tony.
I wish. I can't wait.
That's what, yeah. I know. And we got no rain early in the month. Now it's going to rain every day late in the month. So, but, yeah, it was cold. The spring game, it was definitely cold out there. So, so you did nothing exciting? Did you watch anything exciting?
No, I've been sucked into this algorithm on YouTube. Did I tell you this, that I've been watching like a lot of police interrogation videos on YouTube?
Interrogation videos?
Yeah, like the criminal's in the room and then they go to asking the criminal the questions. You're not under arrest. You can leave at any time, but we're just trying to get to the that kind of interrogation.
What drew you to this?
I have no clue, but I've sadly been sucked in 20 or 30 minute segments.
Who sucked you in?
I guess YouTube, the algorithm. It's doing exactly what it's supposed to do.
Now, what algorithm? What are you talking about?
The algorithm. You want me to explain the algorithm?
Yeah, I'd love you to.
I have no clue what the algorithm is, particularly with YouTube, but you know what an algorithm is, yes?
I have no idea.
It's a program, I guess. I don't know the literal.
Now, you're the one that brought the word up.
All right, a process or set of rules to be followed in calculations or other problem solving.
What does that mean?
Especially by a computer.
What does that mean?
Okay, so basically the YouTube platform will serve you videos. You maybe have searched a video. It'll serve the video that's kind of like that. So watch this video.
You just lost me every day. I mean, you are talking in, I mean.
Yeah, but you're a YouTube user. You should know these things.
Yeah, I use YouTube, and if I see something, I'll click it.
See, that big mess of videos on your home screen has been curated for you.
I know that. Yeah.
So that's the algorithm at work.
Okay. Oh, okay. So they see what I'm into, and that's what they send me more of.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Your likes and dislikes are taken into concern.
Okay. That's interesting. So I should search that now and see what's on there?
Not if you want to get sucked in, Al. And I have a good feeling.
I don't get sucked in. I don't do that. I watch other stuff. I mean.
Maybe type in Frank Sinatra. You'll be served Frank Sinatra videos.
No, I just pull up the YouTube screen. I type in anything in there. Right. And I see what they got. They got Taxi in there. They got Women's 100 High Hurdles. They got Simon and Garfunkel with David Letterman.
All sounds like Al Eschbeck's life.
They got Country Village, Jersey City.
Yep.
Okay.
All things you've searched for at some point in time.
Well, I didn't search for any of this stuff at point in time.
Well,
I never searched for Simon and Garfunkel Late Night with David Letterman.
Well, not that particular video, but you have searched Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah.
So it's going to draw in every Simon and Garfunkel video that it has in its platform to serve to you. Maybe you might like this one, Al. That's what it's doing.
Okay. But I wonder if that would be good if Letterman asked, do you guys really hate each other?
You might watch the video.
Well, yeah, this was back in 1983. You're right. I probably might watch a video if I do that. But usually when I go to YouTube, I just type something in and say, bring it up.
So you never click on the videos that are on your home screen? Like, oh, look, I like that one. And then you
No, not. I usually type something in, no. When I'm on vacation, I do. So I do. I do. So
you're interacting with the algorithm.
What do you use that word?
Because that's what it is.
I mean, an algorithm. I can't even say it.
Algorithm.
There's something on here. You think I've watched Puss in Boots?
Sometimes it doesn't work completely.
Yeah. You think I've watched that? What about Holes? That's another one. Massive Talent. Top Gun. John Wick.
So
this is recommended primetime
right,
movies.
Right.
These are recommended primetime movies.
However, it is taking your likes into consideration and serving those particular movies.
You got Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. You got one on Thailand here. Michael Jackson, Billie Jean, live, first time moonwalk. I played that in Thailand a bunch, man, for the people there to dance to. Sean Penn, top news. I don't care about that. Oklahoma softball. Oh, here's one. I used to type these in. Mike Leach, using a law degree and a non-legal career. Well, it's 57 minutes, Tony.
That's got to be a greatest hits of Mike.
Yeah, I'm going to have to watch that. Oh, my God. I didn't know. They just. Oh, this is 2 years ago. So, no, that's. You know what's softball that the OU-OSU softball next weekend, not this weekend coming up, the next weekend, it may not mean anything. It looks like OU's going to have clinched the Big 12 this weekend at the Oklahoma State, got swept by Texas. That was unbelievable. And then Oklahoma, they don't give up a run to Baylor on the road. Now, this was a good album, Tony. It did. The Beach Boys, 25 Years Together.
That's a greatest hits, right?
That's a great album. It's a really good album. Then I see one. Now I see what you're talking. Yeah, I do. Now, on vacation, I do. When I'm on my laptop, Al Bundy. Al enjoys himself while Peg's out of town. Gene Chandler, Duke of Earl.
Oh, yeah. It has you nailed, really.
What else? Ooh. Iowa Icon Surf Ballroom. Buddy Holly.
Oh, yeah. That's a good video.
Jeff Levy, Texas Tech Week. Oklahoma State softball. Thailand. Bretton Woods, give me a little sign.
It knows you well, Al. And you have to keep in mind that YouTube's owned by Google. So anything you Google search, I'm sure that they parlay that into their...
Oh, yeah. YouTube is owned by that. Yeah. What else do I say on there? The roast of Donald Trump. 2014 Masters. Texas softball highlights versus Oklahoma State this weekend. Mike Leach on his players' effort, fat little girlfriends.
It's one of his more classic.
See if we can pull that up, Tony. You want to hear that after we break?
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, let's see that. The Last of the Mohicans. You watch that? The remake of it?
No, I've never seen that.
Okay. Pure Country, this stuff is in Quigley.
Quigley down under. Yeah.
My Cousin Vinny. Uh, What else we got here? Bruins, Panthers, hockey. I didn't pull that up, although I like hockey. Classic Rock's Greatest. WKRP Cincinnati. Another Taxi. Interesting that you, yeah, that, The Rebel. The Ballad of Danny Brown. Wow. Some good stuff for you, Tony. I may watch it now. Huh?
Algorithm.
Yep.
You know, she really bothers me. Brando. Hollywood's Main Bad Boy. Oklahoma State versus Oklahoma. The Art of Living Virtual Live Event. What's that crap about? 17. SNL. Brent Venables' Clemson Defense. This stuff's pretty good, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you get hooked on this. Yeah, on my vacation, I do Ted Roof, Kansas Week. Yeah, this is really interesting stuff here.
There's literally a point over the weekend I said one more video, and I'm going to watch that. And then
the Honeymoon. Another one. Oh, good stuff. Okay. We're going to come back. See if we can hit up the Mike Leach thing. We'll take phone call, light the lines up. Let's get it done. Call. We'll talk. 98.1 FM to the Sports Animal.
We're still live in local Oklahoma. More of Al Eschbach.
Call and we'll talk.
Is next. 98.1 FM. WWLS, the Sports Animal, is on everywhere. Anywhere, anytime, and on any device. At work. Listen on thesportsanimal.com or on the go on the Sports Animal app. At home, tell Alexa and Google to play WWLS the Sports Animal. And we're always on the radio dial at 98.1 FM and 9:30 AM. The Sports Animal, streaming to wherever you are. Driven by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Quick, easy, trusted.
Campus Corner and the Assistance League of Norman, they're bringing back the Norman May Fair Arts Festival. Fair and art lovers, put this one on your calendar. Friday, May 20th, Saturday, the 21st, on Campus Corner, featuring merchandise, exhibits, there we go, from local artists and crafters, a children's art contest, and more. See you at the Mayfair Arts Festival Norman, sponsored by Norman Heating and Air. 98.1 FM WWLS in Oklahoma City. Inside Sports with Al Eschbach. 405-900-WWLS. It's 405-900-9957. Don't wait till the end of the show. We're taking phone calls. And the lines are wide open for you next.
If you do want me, give me a decision. But if you don't want me, don't leave me on the money. If you need me, show me.
And back. And let's hear from the late, great Mike Leach on a post game. Or this was a Monday press conference, I think it was. Go ahead, Tony.
As coaches, we failed to get through to them. As coaches, we failed to make our coaching points and our points more compelling than their fat little girlfriends. Now, their fat little girlfriends have some obvious advantages. For one thing, their fat little girlfriends are telling them what they want to hear, which is how great you are and how easy it's going to be and how... We had a whole bunch of people. Everybody wanted to win the football game, but nobody wanted to play the football game. Well, that defies every level of work ethic that exists with regard to football. And as coaches, we have to solve our failure on reaching them, and the players have to listen. And I'm willing to go to fairly amazing lengths to try to make that happen. I don't know if I'll be successful this week or not, but. But, you know, I am going to try, and there will be some people inconvenienced. And if it happens to be their fat little girlfriends, too bad.
Isn't that beautiful?
I so am going to miss that in the future, hearing new
ones
from
my
Mike.
Goodness. That is... By the way, I got to explain, as I told last week, OU getting Brennan Thompson, wide receiver from Texas. A speed guy, and we'll see. Didn't do much at Texas, so we will see. Any other leeches? I just feel like hearing Mike Leach, man. We had any others you got in there, Tony?
Let me dig around here.
Okay.
I know that the wedding one we've played. Let me look around here. I've got some here stowed away.
Okay. But that is just classic Mike Leach. We do obviously miss him. But the fat little girlfriends, he did that. And they have some advantage on how great they are.
All right, here's the best of Mike Leach, Mississippi State era.
Okay, let's go.
Got your coffee. Yeah. It is early. How do you take your coffee? What's the best way to take your coffee?
Well, coffee tastes terrible anyway, so don't put anything in it to obstruct the harsh, bitter taste. Because, I mean, he needs to do trust. I've told all my kids, I'll give you $10,000 extra if you elope. So far, they haven't done it, but I would, too.
I'll have him call you for sure.
All right.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, thanks.
Just folding up the chairs and throwing them down so they can't sit down.
We talked about on the broadcast how you hate candy corn. What's your favorite Halloween
candy corn? I mean, I completely hate candy corn.
The women lose their mind. Your fiancé's going to lose her mind. Your mother-in-law is going to lose her mind. Your mom is going to lose her mind. Several of your sisters and female relatives are going to lose their mind. And
instead of playing hard and getting a first down and getting a play, then, you know, you want to sit behind a shade tree, eat a fish sandwich, and drink a lemonade with your fat little girlfriend.
Like that right now. It's a good win. There's a lot of people. It's like Woodstock, since everybody's got their clothes on.
Truly one of a kind.
Okay, and why don't we go to Mississippi? But this, because this just posted on Sooner Scoop. This the dude that they had, the Brennan Thompson kid, right? The speed guy from Texas?
Yes.
This Vegas Sooner 21. Speed for days. Can't wait for DG to underthrow him all year.
Wow.
Yeah, moron! People are vicious, aren't they, Tony?
I mean,
stupid. No, they're more stupid. It's a combination of being stupid and vicious. My negative, 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 negative. What do we got on the text line? Anything interesting?
Anything negative? No.
No, I'm sure you got a lot of negative stuff on there.
Oh, yeah.
Anything interesting?
This one came in after the start of the show. Any chance the Colorado wideouts go to OU?
Boy, you'd like to get him. I mean, that dude had 100 and some yards. I don't know when they lost like six yesterday. Six players from Colorado went into the portal.
That's incredible. They had a lot of people at their spring game too.
Did they? What was it? Did they say how many people?
I didn't. I just saw the video from 2022. Not nearly what they had over the weekend.
I'm gonna Google and see how many people. Many people. Are you type with two hands or what? Okay. Google is a wonderful thing. Okay, boom. Type that in there. News Bell Colorado. Where Colorado spring game attendance ranked 6 hours ago. Let's see what this does here. Boom, ranks in the nation. This is good. Okay. Chris Fowler was there. Coliseum alumnus, Chris Fowler. Sold out, Tony.
I mean,
crowd of over 47,000 people. Wow. Ranks among spring game attendance numbers across the country. So that is really, really good for Colorado. 47,000, that is big time. Yeah, I see clips of it there, man.
Packed it out.
Yeah. That's, boy, I tell you what, that is a great stadium to watch a game. Oh, my God, it's so nice up there, Tony. Look in the foothill of the mountains there.
Colorado's beautiful.
Colorado is beautiful. It really, really is a, and that place is so neat. I mean, that is just, I love Boulder. That was the one thing getting out of it. I mean, Boulder was so, what a great place. Really, really a cool place, Boulder. You ever spend any time in Boulder?
Maybe like a day or two.
Okay. Why only more than a day or two?
Well, you go up and visit family and friends, and you only get a day in Boulder.
Okay. Well, your family and friends in Denver?
Yes.
Okay. Denver's a cool city, but I like Boulder. Boulder's just Boulder's a really neat college town. Good restaurants there, and it's really, really, really cool, Boulder, Colorado. You like to live there, Tony?
I would.
How come Derek doesn't move to Denver?
Really, I've thought about this. How come Derek doesn't move to Denver?
Why does he stay here?
Yeah, Derek, why are you staying here?
Yeah. We could be in Denver, Colorado.
Oh,
man. I bet it's pretty expensive to live in Colorado.
Yeah, I know it for a fact. It is.
You know, it's cool. I never went to see a concert there, but I driven by it many times. Red Rock.
Oh, my gosh, Al.
Isn't that cool?
That is the coolest venue. I mean, some would probably argue other cities, but that one is just unique.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it is. It is. It is just really. How big is that thing? It doesn't look real big. How big is it? How big is Red Rock? Rock, how big? We'll try this now.
9545.
Okay.
Near 10,000.
9,045?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it looked just like a, what a great place it would be to see a concert there, eh?
Absolutely.
Oh, how many drugged out people would be there?
How many they have to rescue out of the hills from behind the venue?
Oh, my gosh. Rocky Mountain High. How suitable is that, right?
The perfect place in Denver, too.
Oh, my goodness. That was my favorite. That was by far my favorite place to visit in the Big 12. But never seen a football game in Austin. Worst place in the Big 12. Gosh, Lincoln was so cold. Anywhere north was bad. Lincoln, Ames, Iowa. At least Lincoln, they had great football games there. So I'd probably, the award for the worst place in the conference was Ames, Iowa. Now, Lubbock, Texas is not a power. You ever been to Lubbock?
Never.
You never want to go.
So I've heard.
Yeah. Waco's not bad. Now, Waco got some really messed up drinking laws. I don't know if they still do, but you always find places, okay? A&M's not a good place either. Those Texas places. In fact, Austin's the best city in down there, at least a place to visit. Really good music scene and everything. Austin's kind of cool. Okay, we're going to come back. Take phone calls. Light the lines up. We're going to talk. I will hear your text messages. Your text messages also. And anything negative, Tony?
No, not in the last 30 minutes.
Okay.
No,
we're done. Okay, we're going to get back with more. 98.1 FM, Dirty Sports Animal.
Stay with us.
What was your question, Tony?
We're live and local until 8.
The Middle of the Day Show with Mark Rogers.
We're going to be joined this hour by Cale Gundy. Have you seen the statue?
I have not. Hopefully you just want one guy to like it. And that's the most important thing is it appeals to Kyler Murray.
You think after last year when he saw the Baker statue that he asked to see it, like maybe some samples along the way? Or
He probably thought about it, but knowing Kyler, he probably did not follow up on any of that. Kyler's a little bit got some last minute into him on a lot of things. And we'll see. Hopefully it'll turn out well.
The Middle of the Day Show with Mark Rogers. Weekdays at noon on WLS, the sports animal.
Something's got a hold on me here. Oh, something's got a hold on me right now, child.
Oh, and back to take phone calls is what we are doing. Let's get a Larry up, Larry.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
All right, did you go to the OU spring game?
Yeah, I watched it on TV.
Was it on TV?
Yeah.
Me and my dad, we were up in the Shoe. They had 75,000 Buckeye fans. Yeah.
Good for them.
And then Bama 58, and you guys 54.
And so what's the point?
Garrett Wilson was at the game. I guess he's going to go back to his Buckeye number five.
Okay.
I guess Rodgers going to be throwing to him, huh? Aaron Rodgers, the Jets.
I guess so. Yeah. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, that's way past his prime.
They let Archie Griffin run one in. Y'all were talking about the defense won. Defense usually win the spring game. What were we talking about?
Yeah, defense usually plays better during the spring games.
They know what they're running?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Okay, we lost Larry. Let's go to Brian. You're up, Brian. Okay, hey. Let's go back to Larry. Okay, go ahead, Larry. Yo, go ahead.
Guess not.
Yo, Larry, like Abraham Lincoln, your history. Let's go to Brian. What's up, Brian? Jeff, you're up, Jeff.
Yeah, Al?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, Al, how we doing this evening?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. These people calling in, waiting for Gabriel to make a mistake.
It's pitiful.
I'm sorry.
Pitiful, man. It's pitiful.
It's terrible. That's just ridiculous. And
yeah.
I know you're part of the media, but they didn't ask about, you know, much about Gabriel, I guess, in a press conference, did they?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
It's.
I hope he has just a fantastic year and just figuratively puts his foot on the back of somebody's neck and rubs their face in the ground. I mean, maybe that's being harsh, but come on, you know.
Yeah, so. It's ridiculous. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Man, I'm a big OU fan, but you got to use a little common sense, too. I mean, you know. I think so.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah, you're right. Yeah, absolutely. It's crazy.
Both sides made some plays, looks like. And I guess, you know, there was still some buzz sounding like maybe in the secondary.
Yeah, there were for a couple of touchdowns. You're right.
Yeah. You know, if a man could just stay with his, you know, his man, sometimes he's going to catch it anyway, but you just, you know, I can live with that as long as he just ain't running free or something. You know, that's going to happen.
Yeah.
So,
it'll be interesting. They're going to be better on defense. There's no doubt about it.
Well, I think so. Yeah. What about the OU baseball team sweeping Texas?
I mean, that first time ever in Austin. That's
right,
a big series win for them. They got hot last year, so at the end of the year, let's see. I mean,
they may take off. Who knows?
Yeah.
And then the softball team, that girl, she should have kept her mouth shut, I guess, said what she said.
Yeah.
They didn't score a run against them, but I thought that's just justice there. So, anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, Al. Have a good evening. Thanks. Bye.
back on here. Joe Don Looney is the only former Sooner. They're talking about Tom Trenton. I can think of that played it for OU. Joe Don Looney never played at the University of Texas. Only one that played, Monty Johnson, that played at the from Texas to OU with this Thompson kid coming in. That's the first Texas transfer OU since 1930s. No, it ain't. People are wrong. Monty Johnson transferred in the 60s to from Texas to OU. So, any interesting text there? Text?
As an OSU fan, Stillwater is one of the worst places to visit due to the lack of things to do, but the people in Stillwater and their hospitality make it unique.
Yeah. That's a good way of putting it. Stillwater reminds me a little bit of Manhattan, Kansas. Manhattan, Kansas is like that, too. People really, really nice there, sort of isolated. But Manhattan is really isolated. I mean, Stillwater, you know, Edmond ain't that far from Stillwater. So, but it's isolated.
Yeah, but the weather isn't like Ames or Nebraska either. I think the weather is what we point to also as being one of the characteristics of the
weather
nice place.
In Stillwater, sure to hell, a lot nicer than what it is up north. And I tell you what, Omaha's a pretty cool city, Tony. Now, of course, like I said, you've never been north of Enid, so.
What is there to do in Omaha?
Omaha's a lot like Kansas City. A lot of great restaurants. It's pretty. It's Omaha is a very cool city. Very cool city. I went up there many times when I was covering the College World Series baseball. Now Jim, he stays, there's a casino right before you go into the state line from Iowa into Nebraska. What's that city? How much of a casino person are you?
I used to be a little bit more than I am now.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's one. I forget what the city was in Iowa. But Council Bluffs. Council Bluffs, Iowa, is where the casino is. You mean I desire to go to Council Bluffs, Iowa?
No burning desire whatsoever.
Wasn't there a song, Burning, by Elvis? What was that? Burning what?
Burning Love.
Burning Love by Elvis. What's your favorite Elvis song?
It's Now or Never.
Wow.
Yes.
It's Now or Never. Can't Help Falling. That was mine and Nancy Gilson's song.
You danced to that one?
What?
Did you dance with it to that one?
That was our theme. That was what we meant to each other.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, then you could listen to words, Tony. You didn't listen to words of the songs?
Got to have a good beat to it.
You don't think it had a good beat to it?
It had a good beat for a slow song, I guess.
For a slow song, absolutely. Now, what did you think of In the Ghetto?
I like Kentucky Rain a little bit better than In the Ghetto.
Okay. What about what Dream? The Dream?
No.
You didn't like it?
Not a big fan of it.
Okay, just play it for me, okay? The words are great in that song. You ever watch the movie Elvis?
Like the new one?
Yeah.
I watched about an hour.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Name
received one of the best personal finance podcasts. The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching the Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
Of it, and it stopped.
Okay. So you didn't like Elvis?
No, I like Elvis. I just that movie just.
Yeah, it became too much Hollywood.
It really did. There was a lot of effects and.
Yeah.
That was a part of the '68 comeback, right? If I Can Dream.
Yes.
Did you watch that in real time?
Watch what in real time?
That 68 special.
No.
You didn't?
I wasn't a huge Elvis fan. I liked Elvis, but it wasn't, I mean.
You didn't consider him the king?
No.
Really?
No.
Who's the king to you then?
Henry VIII.
Well, why wouldn't you have thought of that?
Yeah. You gotta listen to the words of this song, man. Powerful, man. Really powerful. This was it when they said that his song meant nothing. So he said, well, I'm going to put something that means something.
Wow.
You got to listen to the words sometime of that song. It's really, really powerful. Okay. We're going to go back. One more hour. One more hour to take your phone calls. That's what we're doing. Taking calls. 98.1 FM. WS Sports Channel.
Stay with us.
Isn't that unbelievable?
I think so.
Al's live and local until 8. 98.1 FM, WWLS, the sports animal, congratulates the Oklahoma City Thunder on a great NBA season. And good luck to Jalen J-Dub Williams in the Rookie of the Year voting. From draft night till the final horn sounds, we're your home for the Oklahoma City Thunder. 98.1 FM, WWLS, the sports animal, thesportsanimal.com, and the Sports Animal app. WWLS-FM, The Village, Oklahoma City, your home of the Oklahoma City Thunder. A Cumulus Media Station.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter.
And I'm back. Girls are sharp as her. Back to... Take your calls. Now, we got a text there, Tony. What about Brendan Thompson?
Yes, Brendan Thompson from Texas committed to Oklahoma. This
okay, he's a track guy. He's a track guy that got to become a football player. Okay? Great speed. Tremendous speed. Probably be the fastest guy on the team. So, didn't do anything at Texas. I think we might have caught one pass, whatever. But you take a chance on a guy that got speed like that. See, stretch the field, and so they'll try to convert him into a really good seed. I think it's a good risk taking him. I really do. So I think it is again a good risk. Let us get the phone. Got some lines open. Let's get them filled. Let's go to Sean. You're up, Sean.
Al?
Yeah.
2001, I got married. My wedding song with my wife was I Can't Help Falling in Love with You.
Oh, good for you!
Today, I'm dancing to a different song. Today, as a Chicago Bears fan, I'm dancing to Ding Dong, The Witch is Dead. I've never been happier that Aaron Rodgers is gone from the Green Bay Packers.
Isn't that great?
I've been waiting for this moment for nearly 20 years that the Green Bay Packers... don't have an all-time quarterback.
Yeah, it's been with Favre and Rodgers together. I mean, that's pretty.
If Jordan Love turns out to be an all-world quarterback, I don't know what I'll do with myself. But for today, I'm a very happy
well,
man.
The key for you guys, Fields got to become the man. That obviously you know that. He got to become the man.
They got to protect the man to be the man. And hopefully they waste a few draft picks on some offensive linemen. So that's what I'm hoping for. So,
okay.
That's it, Al. Have a great one, brother.
See ya. K, Give me Can't Help Falling in Love, Tony. It's a beautiful song.
Been covered by a ton of artists.
Yeah, they didn't do like the man.
The king.
The king. Man. Yes. He could sing.
Was this a part of your wedding by chance?
No. I mean, it was an old girlfriend that was our song.
Well, I'm just asking in the case that it might have been for your wife now. I don't know.
No.
But I can't help falling in love with you.
See, I was romantic, Tony.
I guess so.
You weren't, obviously.
It's obvious.
Let's go to Kenton. You're up, Kenton.
Hey, Al.
Yeah, what's going on?
You can hear me.
Yes,
hey,
I can.
I texted you to Tony, but I don't know if he told news just broke that Brendan Thompson.
Yeah, I told you about Texas. It last week that he was going to be coming. Yeah, he's a guy.
Oh, really?
He's a track guy who has only caught one pass in his career, I think, at Texas. So it's a good risk scholarship is what it is. I like the move. I tell you what's interesting, the quote that he said. He said this: It feels like home. It's somewhere I can strive to be great and be myself. That's a little jab at Texas. So I think it's a good risk of OU bringing him in and seeing what he can do. Because he got great speed. I mean, great speed.
Now, with that said, after seeing the spring game this weekend, do you think he'll see play?
I don't know. That's, you wonder if he can't play at Texas, can he play at OU? Okay. I don't know. But they need somebody. What you just said, after watching the spring game, it's obvious they need help at wide receiver. Now, you got the Petaway kid coming in, and he'll be there this summer. And he's another speed guy that can really help them.
I didn't know about that. Figured you would, so I appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah. I talked about it last week. All the forecasts were for him to be coming. Okay.
Good deal. You have a good evening.
It'll be interesting to watch him. Okay. Let's go to Steve. Tell me, please, Steve.
Hey, Big Al.
Yes. How you doing?
Hey, the coach of Nebraska, he came from Baylor, right?
Who?
The coach from Nebraska, he came from Baylor, right?
Rule. He was with the Panthers, Carolina Panthers, and absolutely.
Okay, I just like watched the most unusual spring game ever. Did you happen to catch Nebraska's red-white game?
No, not at all. Why? Tell me.
When I tell you that, and I can say this with confidence, and you can go to YouTube, their quarterback was hit more than our running backs. No blue shirt on him. They were killing their quarterbacks. The kickoff, they would kick it off. Now, they didn't run down there and hit the guy. What they would do is line up on the 30-yard line. As soon as he caught it, it was fair game. They was murdering their kickoff. And my question was, did he coach like that at Baylor, or is he just trying to toughen up this team?
I don't know. If I had the answer, if he did that at Baylor, I do not know, to be honest with you.
I just never – is that common in spring games to have the quarterback? It was live. I mean, they were hitting him.
That's very unusual in this day and age.
Oh yeah. If you YouTube the red white game from Nebraska, they was just murdering
their quarterback. But that's why I wanted to call to see if that was common or,
yeah,
or how many teams did that. But, man, they was hitting him hard.
Yeah. The you know, like I said, that is really, really interesting, okay?
Okay, Big Al.
Take care. See
we'll
ya.
See you.
The kid I'm talking about coming in is Jaquaize. Jaquaize, is that how you pronounce that?
Jaquaize.
Or qua. J-A-Q-U. What? J-A-Q-U-A. Anyway, he's a dude, a four-star receiver from Houston, and he got big-time speed. He could help punt returns and kickoff returns, and he really is. He's going to be somebody that will get a chance to play right away. Really, really ranked high. So we'll see. 405-900-WWS. Lines open. Call. Let's talk. Call quickly. We will talk quickly. But, yeah, it's obvious from watching the red-white game that Oklahoma needs some help at receiver. So, and again, Pettaway is somebody that is will get a good look. One of the top players in the state of Texas. So we will see. Four-star player, and they need help. I think Dean said it right. That they need playmakers, and Pettaway, in his first two seasons as a starter, Pettaway caught 105 passes for 1,798 yards and 16 touchdowns, while also dominating track, where he ran the 100 meters in 10.41, and the 200 in 20.8. So they got speed. Now they got to get they got to be able to catch the ball. But he's a guy. I think Pettaway is a guy that definitely you would think going to get some playing time. So let's go to Micah. You're up, Micah.
Big Al, how you been?
Good. How you doing?
Man, doing great, man. Doing great. Hey, I'm with you. I was about to call in, man. You know, no one at wide receivers just jumps off the page and says, hey, man, we got a stud that, you know, everyone's scared of. I mean, Mims was that guy. I'm surprised we haven't got, like, a real high-profile transfer in or will not get one based on Levy's offense.
Yeah, I mean, it's still – you still got a chance because the portal is going to run until the end of the month. So, and spring practice happens. So, let's see what the portal, if they contact somebody – they need, you know, Farouk and Stoops are really good. I think Freeman's got a role to play. The other guys that we got to see. Nick Anderson was hurt, didn't play in the spring game. Gibson drops a pass. The kid from Michigan, he caught some, and then he couldn't. Maybe it was just Bowen making the play on that or whatever. DJ Graham,
Well, you know, I'm really disappointed, Gibson. I don't know if he needs contacts or what, but my gosh, he's got to catch the ball. He's so talented, but if you don't catch it, doesn't matter.
No, you're right. Big and fast doesn't matter if you can't catch it, right?
Exactly. So, Al, I caught a little bit of this conversation, but I mean, I agree, Gabriel. We want Gabriel to have a great year to lead into the Jackson Arnold era. But I was thinking, how short of a leash is if Gabriel has one of them halves like he did at Baylor where he's overthrowing everybody by 5-10 yards over their head, how short of a leash do you think it is for probably what we all think is a way more talented guy before he comes in, you know?
Well, I'm sure right now they sort of practice it. Right now, Gabriel's much better than him. So, because of experience, leadership, intangibles, now, if he just plays terrible, I don't know. He'd have to struggle. He'd have to really struggle. You'd hate to have two freshmen go out there. Then you're going, okay, we're going to play for next season. Right?
Right. Yeah. So, and then I was wondering, Al, you know, when Spencer struggled for four or five games before Caleb came in at the Cotton Bowl, I mean, I wonder if the team at that time, I wonder if it was divided over everyone knowing Caleb was the better player at that time.
That's a great comparison. Let me tell you, Spencer Rattler, the players did not like around Spencer Rattler. Caleb came in, and he did all the right things. The players really liked him. Different thing. Players here love Dylan Gabriel.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah. That's good. That's a good point.
So,
well, I hope it works out well. I mean, I think Gabriel's a nice player. I think the only thing.
If he can't get it done, he got, you know, if he plays like the first half against Baylor, the way he did then at TCU, I mean, before he got hurt, but if he plays like he did against Florida State, he's there for the whole year.
Oh, yeah, he looked good. He came on the second half, no doubt. He's a much better quarterback.
Yeah.
Now, Al, what's the situation? I mean, I'm kind of concerned about our offensive tackles. Man, we were thin.
Sexton didn't play. The offensive line, Sexton didn't play. Roush didn't play. So, obviously, the first team protected Gabriel pretty well.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's true. They did. Al, I know one last thing I thought of.
Yeah. You
know, it was so refreshing to see Peyton Bowen actually make a play on the ball in the secondary. And I'm not trying to knock our pass safeties, but it seems like the last, 15 years, our secondary dudes, they couldn't catch a ball in the air to save their life or adjust in the air. That was so refreshing.
That is a great point of so many interceptions being dropped. A really good point.
Well, because, the other guys, like, it seems like when the ball was in the air, you know, they hit their heads down tackling the guy. Like, none of them actually look and find the ball. It's just been so frustrating. But if we can get some good safety play, which I think is what's going to be really strong linebacker play, we got a chance to be decent.
I think they're going to be good. I think the safety is going to be this is the best group of safeties they've had for a while.
Oh, I think so too, Al. And, you know, we may not be great in the trenches, but if you can be good at linebacker and good at two of the three and on the back end, you're going to be decent.
And I think the pass rush, I think they're going to be pretty good at defensive end this year.
Yes, for sure. Great, Al. Hey, looking forward to next season. It's going to be five care. Long months, man. Take it easy.
Getting pumped up for football, Tony, huh?
Already.
I'm pumped up too. And then next year, my gosh, the SEC.
A whole other level of excitement.
That's
going to
be really cool. Yeah. A whole different environment. I mean, I'd be asking you this question. You've been to Florida, but you've never stayed in Alabama or anything like that?
Never, not once, no.
Louisiana?
Yes, New Orleans.
Okay. Mississippi?
No.
Okay, I've never stayed in Mississippi that I can remember. Stayed in Alabama, Florida. I've stayed in Georgia. Gosh, Mississippi is one of the only states I've not spent the night in, Tony. Overnight. No, I did. No, I didn't. I stayed in New Orleans when they played in the night that John Lennon died. John Brooks and I were in New Orleans. We did not stay in Mississippi, in Hattiesburg.
Talk about things to do in Omaha. What's it to do in Mississippi?
I'm sure nothing. That's why we didn't stay there. We stayed in New Orleans and then drove over to Hattiesburg right. when OU played Southern Miss. But, golly, so you don't like the Deep South?
I just have no business there.
Oh, you know what my thought was. When they said they wanted to leave, if Abe Lincoln said, go see ya.
That did happen.
No, if I was president, I want to see this. The Deep South, yeah. I mean, Mississippi, I can't imagine. South Carolina, I've been to, stayed a night in. Mississippi's only one of the few states that have not, that aren't crazy out, like far out west. But you know what? I heard that the Ole Miss is, it's pretty cool. And I told you a story. I almost went to college there.
I bet you're glad you made the other
decision.
Oh,
my God, Tony, when I watch these documentaries, I would have been hung. You know, someone called me a Yankee. Me and Jim Yankee stayed. They said, what, go home, Yankee? Is that what they said?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Imagine somebody living in this world where he's that bitter and that stupid.
I'm sure it happens a lot more than we know.
That is really sad. Jim got upset, huh?
Very. Very much so.
So he's in there reading the text.
Yeah, he read this one.
Okay. Did you tell him to read it?
No, I didn't tell him to read it. I try to keep you guys away from this.
So what's going over here lately that... on the text.
It's been fairly tame since that moment, but Oxford, Mississippi is really nice. This
That's what I heard. I heard Oxford's a cool place.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm sure it is. I have no business there. You go to Cedar Hill Farms. I used to work there as a kid. Cool place.
Really?
Yes.
Is that anything like Hickory Farms?
I sure hope so.
Yeah.
I really do.
Oh my gosh. Every Christmas, you should get one of those things. Remember they used to, at the mall, they'd have them at, like, a stand?
Absolutely, I remember. I told you, the first time I ever got caught shoplifting, I lifted all the strawberry candies out of those things.
You never told me that?
Oh, I never told you this?
No.
I thought I did. So it was the first moment I got caught stealing as a kid at the mall. My parents made me go back, take the empty wrappers, and pay the people.
Oh, that is so funny.
Those candies are awesome, right? The little strawberry candies with the... strawberry jelly stuff in the middle?
Yeah, they are good. Do they still, Hickory Farms still around?
From what I remember, like in the mall setting, they've got the little booth in the middle.
Are they still there?
I think they are, Al.
How many times you go to a mall?
Been few and far between as of lately.
Yeah, remember, I'm going to see Hickory Farms. It cut that stuff up
the gift sets?
Fry it. Oh, my goodness.
So you fry it?
Yeah.
Ever tried that?
Oh, man, it is so good. Hickory Farms, official site. Wow. Hickory Farms. Let's see here. Well, that beef stick is really good. The only thing you get is to try to slice it, Tony.
You fry it.
Right?
I mean, yes, but you fry it. I never heard of this.
Oh, yeah, it's unbelievable.
Never.
It's like what I told you, Taylor ham. You could eat it. You could eat it regular, not fried or fried. You could, either way, it's really good both ways. They got this one package there. I mean, happy birthday. Yeah, we don't want that. Get inspired. What's this? Just show me where the meat is, right?
Of course.
I mean, the beef stick. Let's see. Gift baskets, meat and cheese. Let's see what we got here, huh? Meat and cheese. Just can't you sell me one of these big loaf of it? Did he sell us in the grocery store, Tony?
No, they do not.
Farm?
Not that I've seen.
Okay, they got... Let me see what comes in here. They got this one with beef, cheese, Quick overview. Let me see here. What they got. Oh, they got a turkey stick now. I don't want that, right?
No.
No, right? That's nasty. They got a couple of different beef ones here. A couple of cheese things there. Yeah, no, I don't think so. For $43, Tony. In on it?
43 is a lot less than I thought it would be. Maybe, yeah.
But they're the small sticks. I mean, yeah, I don't. If we could just get where you just want meat, I mean, instead of all this other stuff. Yeah, you can get, well, now it's getting over. $80, Tony?
Yeah, there you go.
A few chips in there with that. Okay. We're going to go back. Take phone calls. 98.1 FM, to the Sports Animal.
We're still live in local Oklahoma.
I don't know if I can do a show now.
Stay with us. Connect with the Sports Animal on the Lucky Star Line at 405-900-WWLS. Text the Trade Pros Heat and Air Sports Animal Text Nation Line at 405-900-9957. Or drop a tweet on the Mr. Electric Twitter feed at Sports Animal. So many ways to sound off with and deliver your take. 98.1 FM, WWLS, the Sports Animal.
The 2023 NFL Draft live from Kansas City happens Thursday through this weekend, the 29th. It can be heard right here on ESPN Radio. First round coverage on both the Sports Animal and ESPN 640 AM. To be exact, rounds 2 through 7 can be heard on ESPN 640 AM. Juwan and Will talk to Al next on The Animal.
Back, take your call. Let's go to Juwan. You're up, Juwan.
Al, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
It's been about 26 years since I've talked to you.
Oh, my God.
It's good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Man, so I had a chance to watch the spring game. I didn't get a chance to go, although I'm in town for another event. It had some things that I'm concerned about, obviously, like everybody else. Help at wide receiver. What do you think about any of these 28 kids that are leaving Colorado, that Lamonius Craig kid? You think we got a shot at getting him over here?
He's a hell of an athlete. I don't. I'm sure they'd love to try. I mean, I don't. It would seem to me, obviously, had, you know, some idea of what schools he wants to think of. He just wouldn't pull out of Colorado if
without
he didn't.
An idea where to go.
Yeah, without an idea where to go. So I hate to see it happen. Go to college, to USC.
Yeah, me too. That was my first thought, is that he may jump over to the dark side. But we'll see. If maybe they can pick off one of those kids, and there's a lot of others.
There'll be others that go in there. No, yeah.
So I had a chance since I left Oklahoma. I've been coaching track and different things in Texas, and so I finally got some kids to come to OU. One of those being the running back Caleb Hicks and Peyton Bowen. They all ran on my track team in Denton, Texas.
Oh, really?
Oh yeah, along with Jatavion Sanders, the kid at Texas. Imagine all of them on the same relay team. Hell of a squad.
Oh, my gosh. That's...
So, yeah, so I coached all of these kids, man, and Peyton's little brother, Eli, is going to be a hell of an athlete. Hopefully we can get him as well. So you know, it's good to see. I finally convinced some kids to be Sooners, so I'm excited about that.
That's kind of interesting. I gather that Jeff Lebby's really close with the head coach there at Geyer.
Yeah. Yeah, he's you know, the school's there, and then Geyer and Ryan.
Bowen's from Jackson Arnold's from Geyer. Bowen is from which school? Bowen from again?
He's from Geyer.
Okay, but they're both from Geyer. Yeah, they're all That's a great pipeline. And they run the same offense, right, football-wise, that OU runs, right, that Levy ran.
Exactly. Well, Hicks and Bowman are from Ryan.
Okay.
Billy Bowman. They're from Ryan.
Okay.
And you know, Spencer Sanders, I coached him as well. So,
wow,
you know,
that
whole group.
That's now, did Hicks run track down there?
Oh, yeah. He was a top-notch track star. That was his deal. And his older brother was really good as well. And so, you know, they
said he had a great spring. They're really, really high on him.
Yeah, yeah. I'm excited about what he's going to do there. So I play I'm going back. I was going to say Patrick Collins, but his little cousin, DeMond Parker.
Oh, what a great player DeMond Parker was! Oh my gosh! Yeah, Tulsa, Washington. Were you up in Tulsa, Washington?
Yeah, I went to Booker T. Washington, and you know, I had you don't remember, but back in the day, you know, in the Snellenberger days, that was my last year at Oklahoma. So, it's been a while.
Well,
good to see another Booker T. player on the squad again, and the free safety we have there. So,
Gentry Williams got a chance to be a really
another
good player.
Guy.
Yeah.
Another track.
Yeah. Another. Well, I was just talking about this Petaway kid that OU's getting out of Houston, a great track guy, and the Brendan Thompson kid that transferred in from Texas, a big time track guy down in that state, right?
Yeah. I try to tell a lot of football, when they get into football, their football coaches make them leave track, and it's a mistake. And so if the kid can stay in track as long as he can, then it only makes him better at those skill positions. So.
I always judge when a kid has legit times in track, then you know sometimes they'll say he runs a 4.54 or whatever. If I see a kid in track and he runs 100 or 200 whatever, then I know this dude got great speed.
No doubt. Yeah, got to see it wide open, man. So yeah, we're excited about what's gonna happen. I'm all over the country now, so you know people forget about us, but they're gonna put some respect on our name this year, hopefully. So let's get it going again. So it's good to hear your voice again.
Hey, good to hear you, man.
Doing your thing.
Take care. See ya. Sounds like somebody I would know, Tony.
I felt so. I felt so, especially the Schnellenberger years. He
absolutely. He knew everything that was going on here and everything. That's. Interesting. Let's go to Will. You're up, Will.
Hey, Al. How you doing, man?
Good. How you doing?
Doing great. I'm glad we got that Aaron Rodgers crap off our books, that $50, $60 million, whatever we're going to pay him. So that thing is finally a done, sealed deal, and let them worry about him now. We need to move on anyways. And
no doubt about it.
Yeah. Yep. And also about Mississippi, you and Tony, trust me, you don't want to be driving around that state at nighttime. It's not a state you want to go through at night. When I was a kid growing up, my dad always said, you go in the daytime, you leave in the daytime. You never leave Mississippi at night. Because I got a brother in Jackson, Mississippi, and when I plan my trips, I plan it that way. Because when we were kids growing up, we picked cotton. When I was a kid, we were real poor, and I picked cotton down a little town called Money, Mississippi. And that's not too far from where the Emmett Till stuff went on. We heard the stories about that. And that store, it was there, and we was kids. We used to go into that store, the Bryant store. Miss Bryant ran the store, and we used to go into that store, and they always look at us funny, but we were kids, and they cut us some slack, but we were told to say yes, sir, no, sir, and the way we acted down there, it was a whole different world down there, and we couldn't help it, respect that while we were down, and then we came back across state line. It was different once we got to Tennessee, but it's one of those states, Al, you really – don't want to travel. Once you're in at night, you stay in. Nothing good happens to, especially if you're a person of color or anything.
I can imagine. Yeah, I've driven through Mississippi, but have never staying overnight there. I've been through that state.
No. And my favorite Elvis song, by the way, Are You Lonesome Tonight? Maybe Tony could crank up a few. I love that, driving through the nighttime. And that song comes on the old AM radio back in the day, Al. Have a good night.
See you. A little Are You Lonesome Tonight? Another slow Elvis song.
Is this the one that he had alternate lyrics for? Wasn't there a song he had, I'm Standing There with My Underwear or In My Underwear? You remember that?
No, I think you're what we're listening to something that I wasn't. Okay.
Are you lonesome tonight?
Oh, I can imagine driving by yourself. You could relate to this.
Especially if it all went
south.
Are
you sorry?
Yes.
We drifted.
Yes.
Wow.
That's good stuff. I mean, go to John. You're up.
What's up, Al?
How are you?
Pretty good, man. Yeah, I just have one thing to say, and I'll take it off the air, but you're probably going to think I'm stupid, but I just want to know, do you think that Oklahoma is still a school where kids want to go play, and is Brett Venables someone that kids just absolutely someone that kids absolutely just want to go play for?
I can tell you that they had the number fourth recruiting class in the country this year, so that tells you everything.
Yeah, I know kids don't. I don't feel like kids care about the Billy Sims and the Steve Owens and stuff like
that
anymore.
They care about the Kyler Murrays and the Baker Mayfields.
All right, man. Well, thank you very much.
Okay. Take care. See ya. Let's take a break. Got one more segment on this Monday. Rain has passed through, but it's going to rain the rest of the week. So, wonderful. We're going back. One more segment. 98.1 FM. The Sports Animal.
We're still live in local Oklahoma. More of Al Eschbach.
Call and we'll talk.
Is next. The Morning Animal. Morning Animal.
The people who listen to you guys on the other station that weren't sports fans that came out, are they
There's
just mad that we don't play classic rock?
I don't think they care. I really don't.
Hijinks and our tomfoolery.
There's a few people who are like, oh, I can't follow sports. And like,
well sure.
But we try
we
to.
We do our best to not talk about it, I promise you.
The one thing.
And listen, to those people, you're coming into the holy season. Because once basketball's over with, from then until football kicking off, it is time. It's time to play on the radio.
Besides, the one idea for the show was we want to make it as mass appeal as we can to everyone.
All-encompassing, all-welcoming.
Yeah.
The Morning Animal. Weekday mornings, 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. on WWLS, the sports animal.
And we're back. It was Juwan Penny that called, Tony. Wide receiver at OU from Tulsa, Washington. If you called in again, please. Some night, Juwan called and loved to talk to you. He's a sprint guy, really good athlete from Tulsa, Washington. Unfortunately, the play, they had some good receivers back then, too. Schnellenberger. Oh, my God. What a just bad memories, Tony. What do you got text-wise?
Al, have you been to Massachusetts, Worcester?
Worcester.
Worcester. Okay, so it's an hour west of Boston, this guy says. I'm moving
the University
there.
Of Massachusetts is there. I've been to Boston. I've not been to Worcester, Massachusetts.
Worcester. All right. Yeah. What advice can you give me? He's living there. He's moving there. Lived in Stillwater most of his life.
That's how, man, that calls us all the time.
Oh, that's right. What is it? I can't remember. I'm sorry.
Well, going to Boston. Boston's a great city. In the summertime, Boston's my favorite city in the country. Worcester is, isn't the University of Massachusetts in Worcester? I think it is. I'm pretty sure it is. It's where Julius Erving played. University. Okay, boom. You remind me. Massachusetts. I don't want to enroll. I just want to know what city it's in.
They want to give you credits.
Give me a physical break here.
Worcester State.
Okay. Is University of Massachusetts, where's it? Okay, here we go. Here, right now. I'll find out, right? Tell what city it's in. Okay, yeah, Worcester. Worcester, not Worcester. Worcester, you're right. It's Worcester. But there is a Worcester, Massachusetts. Worcester, yeah. But, yeah, Julius Erving went there. So he said it's an hour from Boston?
Yeah, that's where he's moving.
Okay. Wow. Well, it'll be different. But if you're in a college town like that, that's not bad.
Live it up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ed Murray texted in just a little bit ago.
No, the University of Massachusetts in Amherst, Massachusetts. Now I'm getting really but he's moving to Worcester?
Yes.
Okay.
Ed Murray texted in a little bit ago, Al, my family's from Possum Corner, Mississippi.
Possum Corner?
Correct.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine being from Possum Corner?
Using my two stamps to send my letter and writing Possum Kingdom on her cup Possum Corner on the letter.
Oh, that's great. That's beautiful. That is. I think Holy Cross University is in Worcester. This is going to drive me. Now I'm pretty sure Holy Cross.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Let me choose one here.
Jesuit school, huh?
Yeah. It's in Worcester, right?
Yes.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Anyway, that's going to do it for me. I'll be back tomorrow. Good night, Oklahoma.
Who goes number one? How do the mock drafts hold up? Does your team get the right player? Hear complete coverage of the first round of the 2023 NFL Draft, Thursday, April 27th, from Kansas City, live from ESPN Radio on WWLS The Sports Animal and ESPN 640 AM. Rounds 2 and 3 on Friday, April 28th, and rounds 4 through 7 on Saturday, April 29th, can be heard on ESPN 640 AM. All the picks and all the moves from the NFL Draft in Kansas City from ESPN 640 AM and 98.1 FM, WWLS, The Sports Animal.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.